Proposal Over Bacon, written by Vasilady and read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandom, Captain America Movies. Pairing, Sam Wilson, Steve Rogers. Rating, General Audiences. Summary. Samantha Wilson comes home to find Steph with dinner waiting. It unexpectedly leads to something more. Sam opened her door to the wondrous smell of bacon.
"Oh my God," she said,
almost falling into a chair at the kitchen table.
"Please tell me you saved some for me."
Stephanie, wearing an apron that was maybe a little tight on her wide super soldier body, a body Sam fully appreciated, removed a plate from the oven. It was a large plate, and not only had bacon, but pancakes and a waffle and a heap of scrambled eggs.
"It's all for you," Steph said, sliding the hot plate onto the table.
"I had the time, thought you might like a pick-me-up after work."
"You need a job, Rogers," Sam said, but it was playful. "Something that doesn't involve punching things and that actually pays."
She leaned in toward the plate.
God, it smelled heavenly.
Steph slid into the chair beside her, laughing. Without having to ask, Steph grabbed the syrup and poured a liberal amount over her pancakes and waffle.
"So you didn't want me to make you breakfast for dinner?"
Sam huffed, lifting the first bite to her lips.
"Oh no, you can make me dinner anytime."
As she took the first bite, all the tension from the day just disappeared. She almost moaned.
"I can marry you, Steph."
Sam continued to eat for a moment, enjoying every delicious bite. Then she noticed Steph sat quiet and still next to her.
"Steph?"
Steph, cheeks tinged pink, stared at some spot on the table.
"Nothing,"
she quickly murmured. She slipped a smile back on her face and glanced up at Sam.
She quickly looked away again.
It took another bite of bacon for Sam's mind to catch up with what she had said.
"Oh, did Steph? Would she?"
Sam placed her fork delicately on the plate, then took Steph's hand in her own. She met Steph's eyes, and God, did Sam love her so much. And to her delight, she saw the same affection in Steph's eyes.
"We could, you know, get married, if you want to."
Sam tripped over her words. Despite the syrup and grease, her mouth felt dry as a desert.
"I mean, I'd love it. I love you."
Steph reined a little further.
"I'm not going to make you breakfast for dinner every night, you know."
She said it lightly, but Sam caught something desperate behind the words.
"Worry, maybe?"
"You'd be downright saintly if you did. Besides, I have to make you dinner sometime when you're out late, punching things."
"I'd like you to be with me, though," Steph said.
"Not just here. Out there, too. Punching things, as you say."
"Steph, let's get married," Steph said.
She pulled Sam's hands to her chest. "Let's get married and have lots of babies, or if you don't, that's fine too, but I want to spend the rest of my life with you, Samantha Wilson."
Sam swallowed, closed her eyes, and when she opened them again, she leaned in, laughing at Steph's earnest expression.
"I do," she murmured against Steph's lips. The kiss had a special hint of maple syrup. The end. Thanks for listening.